Good morning. As Father said, my name is Sister Sharon Miller, and I'm a Glen Mary sister. And we are a small mission community that's stationed right here in the United States in the small rural town areas of the South and Appalachia to gather the few Catholics that are there and to help the non-Catholics to understand just who the Catholics are and what it is that we believe. If you've ever been down South, you understand that there's a whole misconception about who the Catholics are. So we go into these areas, and each day we come in contact with people who, for one reason or another, they feel alone, forgotten by everyone, including God. And it's our hope that while we're there, we can help them understand just how much God loves them and how much He cares about them. Now, what does that look like for a Glen Mary sister? Let me share a story with you of one of my experiences. I'm going to tell you about a gentleman that I met I'm in Missouri at this time, down in the Boot Hill, right across from Tennessee. And I met this gentleman, his name is Wayne. He was born and raised a Catholic. But at some point, he became very angry with God and the church. And so I found out that his wife had had a stroke, and I thought, well, I'll go take her communion. Well, I was told by everybody there, don't you go there. He's not going to welcome you, and he's not going to let you in the house. And I said, well, you know, we'll see. So I called one day, and Judy, his wife, answered, and I said, Judy, I'd like to bring you communion. Would that be okay? And she says, well, I don't know. You know, my husband, and I said, you know, let me just come, and we'll see what goes from there. So I did, and I knocked on the door, and Wayne answered, and he was not exactly happy to find this nun sitting on his, or standing on his porch. But I said, you know, Wayne, I said, I'm here to bring communion to Judy. I said, you know, she can't come to church anymore, and I'd like to do that. And so he finally let me in. And as I sat there, you know, he would be in the background having a few choice words and mumbling to himself and saying so that I could hear. And you know what, though? God could handle his anger. And with God's grace, I was able to handle that anger. And we just sat there, me and Judy, and I gave her communion. And I left, and the next weekend I came again. And, you know, he let me in. And, you know, Wayne, you can sit down here with us. And, you know, he had another few choice words to say to me. But, you know, we kept on at it. And each week I'd come and give communion to Judy, and each week I'd invite him to sit. One day he did. And then, you know, he sat quietly as we prayed, and that went on for a few more weeks, and one day I heard him when we were praying the Our Father, he started praying with us. And God was slowly just chipping away at that anger. Now, you know, God does what God does. So as God was chipping away at that anger, I noticed that, you know, Wayne's spirit was a little less at me. He was still angry, but he didn't come at me with the curse words and things like that. So one night, it was a Saturday night, it was late, it was about 11:30, I got a phone call from Wayne. His sister, you don't need to come anymore. Judy died tonight. I said, well, Wayne, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'll be there tomorrow. And I knocked on his door, and he let me in, and we talked a little bit about Judy and their life. And I said, Wayne, I'll come. I'll keep coming. I said, I know you can't receive communion, but we can sit and we can talk about, you know, whatever you need to talk about. And we can pray together, and, you know, it's okay. I don't mind coming. So I did. And then one day, one Sunday, we were sitting there, and I got this nudging from the Holy Spirit to ask him if he would like to see Father. So I said, you know, Wayne, I said, you're just one step away from being able to receive communion. Would you like Father to come and visit with you and, you know, get you back in the church? He sort of looked at me, and he just got really quiet, and then he nodded. I said, okay, I'll take care of that. I'll set that up. So the next few days, Father came, and before Sunday came, Father called me and said, Sister, you can take Wayne communion. And when I walked up to that door, and I knocked on that door, and Wayne answered, and I carried that pix into that house with the host in it, there was like this spirit that just lifted the burdens from that house. And Wayne and I, we sat and prayed, and he received communion for the first time in 50 years. And he had tears in his eyes, and he said, thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Those are the ones that God sends us out to each and every day. Those who feel alone, forgotten by everyone, including God, and not sure how to get back to God. And as you know, I'm here today to ask your help. We Glen Mary Sisters, we do not own or operate any kind of institution, no schools, no hospitals. Our funding comes from donations from Catholics like yourself. And whatever you can put in that collection today, please do. It helps us to be there, to be able to be there with people like Wayne and those others that just need to know God has not forgotten them. And he loves them unconditionally. But if you can't put anything in that collection day, that's okay. That's okay. You can do something that's very powerful and more powerful than the money. You can remember to say a prayer for each and every missionary that goes out in your name. Because we go out in the name of the Catholic Church, and we are the Catholic Church. Each one of us baptized, we have been given that mission to reach out and spread the message of God's unconditional love and mercy to his people. God bless and thank you. If you want any more information about Glen Mary Sisters, there's magazines by the doors, okay?